Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DG, SNK, MOX. Happy gloomy Monday to you. I think it's going to be like that for a couple more days. So just try to lean into it, make it October cozy. Oh, my God. I can't believe 5 p.m. sunset this Sunday.
I hate it.
5 p.m.
Unreal.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, seriously. Why did he have to harsh our vibe like
that? I was having
like
a pretty
that.
Good day.
Don't you? I mean, like, I've done this 61 times, but don't you remember it being like 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And then it works its way to 5. Like, not just right out of the box.
Yeah. Yes. It did seem to drop pretty quick this time. It really did. We were laughing about it. I think one of the days over the weekend, Friday or Saturday, it was 6:15 or 6:20, and I go, look how dark it is. When did that happen? I mean, it just seemed like it went from 8 o'clock sunset to 6 in one day.
Yes.
It seemed like it. It felt like it to me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Skip is here, of course, as he is on most Mondays for the Sweet 16. In honor of Halloween, we're doing Best Haunted House Movie of All Time, which I love because I love all horror. I don't love all horror genres, but I love most of them. But I do love the quintessential haunted house.
Yeah.
It's what I grew up on.
So I love going to haunted houses. I used to. I don't do anymore. I'm like you, I think. I've watched all the horror movies of my youth. The slashers, the supernatural ones, the creepy ones, whatever. And in the last 10 years, I've watched maybe one. I don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't. But in the same thing, I used to go to haunted houses, whether it was The Darkness or the ones we lived in Texas and all that, and I haven't been in 25 years. So I love haunted houses, but I'll be honest with you. I know you always like ask me if do I like the category, and I did when I started it, and then I moved into I don't like it. not in a bad way, because I started thinking these aren't the most of the haunted house movies that I know that I could think of. I go, well, I never saw that one. No, I never saw that one. Honestly, I couldn't come up with very many.
Oh.
And I mean, if you generic horror movies, I'd have a ton of them.
Yeah.
But the ones that are about the house being haunted, I mean, honestly, you guys will come up with some. Some of them have multiple runs, and I've never seen them.
Wow.
And I'm just, that's just kind of dumb on my part. So,
okay.
So I got a couple good ones, but it's just, it's not.
It's
you
prolific,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not like I'm saying, not a terrible category. It's a good category, especially for the time of year.
Yeah.
But I go, oh, man, I just don't have as much to bring to the table.
What do you got?
I'm going to start with The Shining.
Yes.
It's not a house per se.
No, but it is.
It certainly
it's a
is haunted.
Yeah. It's a structure.
And I think that's kind of like, you know, once again, back in the day, that was as scary as anything that came out. And the concept of it, and it freaked me out. Now they just have, you know, almost every other week they have something because there's so many people writing paranormal and evil demons and all this stuff. And so people, oh, The Shining is nothing. You know, this this is scarier, but
there's
to
a
me,
show, I think it's on Netflix, and it's called like Room 237 or something, and it's a documentary of Kubrick making the film and all the little Easter eggs in the film.
Oh,
and
really?
It's great.
Yeah, it's like as good of a movie as the actual Shining. Like,
for example, how the layout of the hotel is an impossible layout. And they go through when Danny's driving the little big wheel and stuff. And really good. Should
check
it out.
I'll have to check that out because I've always loved The Shining.
Yeah, check out Room 237.
Really good movie.
Andrew.
I will go with my heart pick. I'll say 1408.
I love it. I got it too.
Stephen King story.
Yeah. It's an evil effing room.
I love that movie. I've seen that movie like 8 times. I never get tired of it. The alternate endings are great.
Yeah.
Just watch that movie.
At first,
everybody.
I didn't like them because they were some of my first alternate endings. I'm like, what sort of BS is this?
Yeah.
But I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
And who's in that one?
John Cusack. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Mainly just those two.
Yeah. He goes to the hotel and it's haunted.
Yeah, it's really good.
Tony Shalhoub is in it, too.
Uh-oh.
Very briefly. And he's good.
Wheels?
The first. The only one that it was any good was the first Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that was
Everyone's
good.
Everyone's taking my
that
picks.
That movie is very scary to me.
I haven't even seen it, and it's on my
really?
List.
Scary.
Yeah, it's too scary. I
thought of that very, very quickly, but I've never seen it. I couldn't rightly put it on my list.
Yeah. There's one part of it.
It kind of fits what you like, though. It's not gory. It's none of that. Right. It's just a lot
There's
of
one part
stuff.
Of it where, like, the lady of the couple is just like gets up in the middle of the night and just stares at the dude that's sleeping.
Yeah.
And like the camera fast forwards, right, to show that it went on just for like 6 straight hours, just her standing and staring at him. Oh my God, so scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared now.
That one's good.
Rich?
How about The Conjuring?
Okay.
Yeah.
Exhibit B.
And a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's, and they made other ones, and they're all supposed to be great.
They were okay. The first one's the best one.
Yeah. And I just haven't watched them.
So I'm going to first say a heart pick I'm not going to put on because maybe Skip seen it, but no one else will have. The Vincent Price House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, yeah. That's why I left it off. Back
terrifying.
In the day, Channel 11 on Sundays, and the middle movie, they have three movies, and the middle one was always either a monster like Frankenstein or a scary one like that.
Yes.
And it was,
Has anyone else seen The Ghost of Mr. Chicken but me?
Never.
Yeah.
I feel like I tried to watch it and didn't make it. I mean, no, I've never seen it.
Nick texted me this weekend and he said, hey, how about Saturday after Halloween? I come over and we watch The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Yeah.
So that's my date for the weekend.
I wish I'd have thought of that because I'd have put it on there.
Yeah.
Because I think that using a comedy or something like that would be just as legit. Doesn't have to be. You didn't say scary movies about haunted houses.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. I think you should put it on there. That's
All right, great. Put it on there.
Yeah. I mean, if nobody else has seen it, though. Have you
no.
seen it?
Oh, no.
It's Don Knotts, okay? It's just great.
Back to Skip.
Okay, so my other favorite one besides The Shining, and maybe people haven't seen this, but is Kevin Bacon's Stir of Echoes.
Love it.
Oh yeah, that's good.
It's so scary.
Yes, it is.
That's a good one.
I did. Yeah. It snuck up on me.
Yeah,
it's Kevin Bacon. How scary is Kevin Bacon going to be?
Exactly. Oh, I thought that was.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, a good story too,
and he was so good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of good foreshadowing things, and I mean, very, very cool.
Good one. Andrew.
How about The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Scary. Yeah.
That was really good.
Legit scary. Have you seen that one? That would be a great one for you to watch.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
It's a period piece, and it's really good.
I know the spoiler about it, though, which is one of the reasons why we almost watched it one time. And I go, well, I kind of know what happens. Let's watch this other whatever else to watch.
The spoiler does ruin it, because it's one of those.
I've told this
like
before.
It's like knowing the spoiler of The Sixth Sense ahead of time.
When we were in Colorado, the whole family together a couple years ago, we watched The Sixth Sense, and Phoebe had never seen it. And it was so much fun watching her watch it, and she was completely shocked at the end. Because every clue and like the red doorknobs, you're like, here it is, here it is. She's going to see through it. Never did. Yeah. It was great. Wheels.
Hereditary.
Scary.
That one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The seance scene is one of the
What is that one about?
It's essentially like
devils.
Little girl is possessed, kind of.
Yeah.
And
the demon wants her brother.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
It is really, really good. It's actually one. I think it was it's great suspense and it's a really good mystery. It's a little bit on the scary side, but it gets voted as like the scariest modern horror movie. Yeah, yeah.
Rach.
Amityville Horror.
Ah, yep. That's a good one.
That's one of the ones I have seen.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you think about how old it is, that's why.
Has anyone but Skip seen George C. Scott and the Changeling?
Mm-mm. No.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, you really need to. It's probably my favorite haunted house movie.
That's an OG,
movie.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. From the 70s. I watched it last summer, and it still holds up.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
I'm actually going to go with Eddie Murphy, The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, cool.
I liked it.
I had the 2023 version on my list. I thought that was really great.
Skip.
I'm going to go along your lines where it's more comedy and maybe for younger kids. And I'm going to go with the movie Monster House.
I had that one too, Skip.
Monster House.
I love that movie. It's a great watching movie. It with my kids. It's a really good for. I can't wait for my grandkids are. My two older grandkids are old enough to watch it. We should probably watch it this weekend.
Yeah. I find that whole genre fascinating of Paranorman and Frankenweenie and like all those, because they're scaring the hell out of kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's a really like small target to hit.
Have you seen The Monster House?
Yes.
I think it's a unique angle on it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Andrew.
How about another movie that is a little on the funnier side, Poltergeist?
Yep, I had it. Yeah. Okay, it was just on this weekend.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, scary.
I mean, of course it holds up. It's Spielberg, but I mean, it just really holds up as a film. Kev?
That was my next choice. God, I've got...
Read that Google list, buddy.
No, I'm trying to remember the one that I had. Oh, it's this one. It's the Haunting. It was like 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Liam Neeson.
Yeah. I like that, too. Yeah. I saw that one also.
Yeah.
Very one of the earliest Catherine Zeta-Jones movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which didn't hurt the...
No.
The Skip was like, I'll go see that one.
Yeah.
Rich.
Does Coraline count? Has anyone seen Coraline?
Yeah, I'd say it.
Is it a haunted house? I haven't seen it,
I mean, her house is haunted, and she, like, crawls through a special tunnel.
As long as her house is haunted, it counts.
Alrighty. Dave?
Does The Exorcist count?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it has to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it's haunted by a demon.
You were there. Is the house haunted?
I mean, in the real story, the demon came with him from Roanoke, Virginia.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
All right, one more pick.
That's the real story, but the movies, I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard with haunted houses.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, when did it get haunted? You have one more, Skip?
I do. Follow me on this. You can nag this if you want.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's a good one.
The castle's home. I mean, you walk in there and all the things are alive and it's, you know, all the furniture's alive.
Yeah, I'll accept it.
And they weren't spirits possessing the clock, right? Like they got turned into
clock. Is that the definition of haunt?
I don't know.
I think it's okay. Yeah,
I think it is too. I just
we'll probably lose the first round anyway.
I thought it was two. I just know Skip loves the debate.
Yeah, all right, let's try to do around here the Sweet 16 of the best haunted house movies in honor of Halloween. The Shining versus Amityville. A couple of OGs.
Shining.
I've never read the book, but I hear it's twice as scary.
It's very frightening. I started reading it and was getting like so upset that I had to stop reading.
It's very ominous. Very scary book.
1408 versus The Haunted Mansion.
1408.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eddie.
Paranormal Activity versus Monster House.
Activity.
Gotta go Monster House.
Monster House.
Only one I've seen.
Monster House moves on.
All right.
The first Conjuring versus Poltergeist.
Conjuring.
Poltergeist.
I got to go. I mean, I don't love the movie, but I've only seen Poltergeist. Yeah. So that's the only thing
I'll go Conjuring for honor, but it's a. Yeah.
Okay.
Poltergeist is the one.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken versus The Haunting.
The Haunting, since I didn't see the Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Chicken?
The Ghost.
I'm going to say the Ghost of Mr. Chicken, because otherwise I'll be kicked off the show.
That's right. Stir of Echoes versus Coraline.
Stir.
Echoes.
Coraline.
Ghost moves on. The Others versus The Exorcist.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough one, but I got to go Exorcist.
I'm going to say The Others. I really like that
movie. I'm going Others because it's a more classic haunted house.
Gotcha. Mm.
What's that make it?
I'll go Exorcist.
Yeah, I went Exorcist.
I guess that
being a tie to me, you're making me.
Yeah.
I've only seen one of them, but
yeah,
I.
That's fine.
I'll say others because I know that it's about a haunted house. I'm still thinking that Exorcist is on the bubble, whether it is or not. Mm-hmm.
Hereditary versus Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I haven't seen Hereditary.
So. I'll go Hereditary.
Oh. All right, there you go.
I knew it was going down. I knew it was going down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
424 DGS doing the Sweet 16 of the best haunted house movies of all time in honor of Halloween. Lead 8, The Shining versus 1408.
Shining.
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 1408.
Shining. Monster House versus Poltergeist.
Oh, that's an easy one. Monster
Carol
House.
Ann.
Monster House.
Poltergeist. Monster House.
Monster House.
Well, Monster House moves on. The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, you guys can stop voting for it if you want to, versus Stir of Echoes.
Oh, I'm going to stop voting for it.
Stir.
I'm still
Stir.
Saying Ghost.
I'm Stir. Still saying Ghost as well. I've never even heard of this other movie.
Same.
Stir of Echoes.
All right, Ghost moves on.
Oh, you voted Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's good.
I at least feel like I've seen Ghost so and this, Mr. Chicken
yeah,
is this through the years
be
of relation.
The chunk of cheese that I never experienced?
I don't know that
no,
it's...
No, Ghost and Chicken's not a chunk of cheese.
No, it's not. No. It's not.
It's Oscar totally caliber.
It doesn't really belong, you know, doesn't really belong winning. But, I mean, I'd vote for it against a lot of these things, mainly because I haven't seen half of them. But.
The Others versus Hereditary.
Oh, Hereditary. Yeah.
Others.
Others is good, though.
I got to go Hereditary.
Tie to you. I know you haven't seen either.
Either one
That's
of
not
them.
Fair. I'll break the tie.
I'll vote for Nicole Kidman over. Who, I don't even know who's in the other one.
Toni like Collette was the main Nicole actress Kidman. In that. Yeah.
Who's it?
Toni Collette.
Oh, I would go Others then. That's
what what's going on at Weber?
Well, we got one more week of October, and you know we've had this special. I actually have been on TV, but mainly on the streaming side.
I saw you.
College football and streaming stuff. So. Because there's some things that we just, it's hard to convey on digital,
yeah.
on you know, just Google searches and stuff like that. And one of the things is we were able to get a payment of $299 on an Equinox, electric or gas, either one. And nobody else is doing that. No other brand is doing it. No other Chevy dealer is doing it. You got to have a little bit of money down, but that's normal. And it is a lease, two or 3 year lease, depending on which one you go. But either way, you want $299. If you can afford $299, Equinox is like the best, you know, the most popular regular SUV in St. Louis, one of the most popular in the country. And then only Tesla outsells the Equinox EV nationally, and probably in St. Louis also. So you got really, really popular brands and very, very affordable. So that, unfortunately, at least on the electric side, will end at the end of this month because the support will run out since the tax thing went out last month. But other than that, we've got everything else great prices, and we're back to the point where we have such a good inventory and everything that we have this huge deep discounts, both Chevy and Ford, and you know, it's really a great buyer's market. Check out our website.
Cool. Final four of best haunted house movies: The Shining versus Monster House.
Shining.
Oh man, I'm going Monster House.
Shining.
I'm going to say Shining.
Okay.
All right, Rachel.
Monster House Falls.
Ghost and Mr. Chicken versus the others. Even I'll go the others.
Others.
Ghost and Mr. Chicken, man. Come on.
Oh, gosh. Now you're just taunting me.
That's the only time.
You're making a mockery of me.
Television commercial for The Others scared me so badly that even though I haven't seen it, I will still go The Others.
Andrew?
Well, they're both in the Criterion Collection, of course, but I think I'll say Other.
All right, there you go. The Others versus The Shining, better haunted house movie.
The Shining.
Yeah, Others.
Gotta be The Shining.
What's The Shining up against?
Plankton.
What?
As the best supervillain of all time?
Evil genius.
Evil genius.
Yeah. Plankton beat the lightsaber?
I'll go yes. Shining.
Wow. I got tired of the...
I get you, yeah. It's been too long for the lightsaber.
I'm going Plankton, by the way.
I'm going Shining.
Nah, Shining.
Rach?
I'm going Plankton, so Dave's got to break the tie.
Just a picture at the end. The Shining with Jack Nicholson in the head there. That's scary enough right there.
Ravioli, give to me the formioli, Dave.
No, Plankton. Damn it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.